I'm Jan Baker, I'm head teacher of Orchardvale Primary School, and that's in Barnstaple in North Devon, and we're now part of the Primary Academies Trust. Across the whole school, we've got about 39% special educational needs, but in some year groups that can be as much as 50%. So we have considerably higher than norm SEN in terms of statemented children here as well, because we have a specialist support centre here for speech and language and communication difficulties. I have to say, we're not a school that starts with the policy and then follow the policy. It is about what are the needs of our cohorts, our individual children, and what packages do we end up putting together? And how do we support the staff to be able to deliver that? So what's the best cutting-edge practice out there? How can we mould that to meet our children? And then how do we adapt the policy that fits afterwards? Because the policy is only a piece of paper. It is about the practice, and that's ever-changing. So can a policy be that flexible? Probably, but actually practice, you know, is flexible on a day-to-day basis. There is a real culture here of wanting to know more. So we will support individuals in any learning programmes they want, whether that's, you know, we've had TAs here that have gone on to be teachers here. We've had school cooks that are now our lead TAs. So it is about supporting professional development right across the piece. So in that respect, if you're working with children and you can't quite make it join up for them, to give them that piece of information, to send them on a course, to help them open the doors is just magic. So actually, it's not me having to drive that. It is absolutely from the staff saying, want to know more about that? How can we find out? Oh, there's a course on. Can I go? Can I, you know, disseminate that back to the staff and whatever? So, you know, I think that's the culture of what we have here.
My name's Sue Towers. I'm the Vice Principal of West Oaks, which is the North East Silk, which is a specialist inclusive learning centre. We're a specialist provision that caters for pupils 4 to 19-year-olds. In terms of CPD, it's an absolute crucial part of our teachers' development and obviously consequent effect on pupil outcomes anyway. We employ CPD programme from a variety of layers. We do coaching and mentoring in terms of ensuring that any training we've put into place is actually seen through at the classroom level. Absolutely very little value in producing a course or sending somebody on a course and there's no follow through. They've got to sit within our school policies, it's got to sit within our classroom practice. And so that's ensuring that that gets to that point. We may pair teachers up with greater experience or somebody who's new into the environment, and that's a very worthwhile and very valid way of taking through, particularly in a specialist setting such as ours. A lot of our staff meetings will be on development to do with curriculum and to do with assessment and to do with pupil progress, but that again is seen through at the classroom level at both our bases, because we have Key Stage 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 base meetings, that will be discussed and implemented at those levels as well. And added to that, CPD is such an important part for individual teachers to have their professional development, and so that they feel in control of their own developments, they're refreshed, they have other avenues of study, other pursuits that they can bring back to the classroom, and they can feel that they're contributing as well as actually developing their own future progression through the career.